Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Ron Rad Live. There's probably, if you look in the Twitter, there's probably a tweet of me sitting next to the poolside. Sorry, there's a dog here at Dan's house. And he's kind of like barking at somebody, but have we got our guest yet?
No, we don't.
Okay, so let's do this. Hit that thing and let's wait and see what happens.
Hey, this is April from season Big Brother 10, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with the sexy Ron.
Okay, guys. Today we're waiting for Enzo to call in first, and it's going to be an awesome show today. We have Enzo calling in, and then we have Lane, and then we have Hayden, and as you know, I'm on location in Vegas. Today we have Christina over there doing the switchboard. So, you know, she's a rookie on the switchboard, so we're hoping she do it and everything. But Christina, you want to say hey real quick?
Hey, everybody. Thank you for coming. We're anxiously awaiting our house guest phone calls.
Now, Christina, I told you the area code, but if CBS maybe used another number, just watch for numbers and just let's just go from there. We ain't going to take no calls. I can't take calls today. But let me kind of give them a heads up of what is on agenda for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday at noon, you will be able to catch me throughout the day on the live feeds from Vegas. So check that. When you see the number, please cut it and tell me.
I will for sure.
As for the second thing, there will be a show, I know definitely Saturday night from the red carpet. We'll be doing the red carpet live. We'll be YouTubing videos, interviews, and stuff. Sunday, Hogs and Heifer. I'm putting a ban on all videos and stuff being done there because you guys all know that I have to be on the uni, and anybody that takes my picture will be sued. No, not really.
Ron, we have a 212 number.
A 212? Let's go ahead and pick the 212 up. And
all right.
And
hey, 212, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Is Enzo on the line?
Hello.
Okay, man. Hey, Enzo, meow, meow, the man, the myth, the legend.
What up, Papa? What's going on?
This is Ron Rad from the Rad Reality Show.
What up?
What's up? Hey, so how excited are you to be out of the house?
Oh, man.
Or as I call it, jail.
I would have been more excited with money in my pocket, but, I'm definitely happy to be out, man. 75 days in there, man. That's grueling, man. Same ugly faces you're looking at, same recycled shitty stories. It's all the same stuff, and I'm happy to be out. I get to see my wife, my daughter, my family. So I'm definitely happy to be out.
Hey, you know what I was told. I heard that you met Missy last night, and she did interviews from The Real Player and everything, or Superpass, And she told me that you were planning on having a night of love.
We made a baby.
We were wondering about that. We wanted to make sure, you were taken care of. Hey, but you know what? I can't wait to meet you in Vegas to really get, but I want to get today down to the Big Brother stories, and I got some questions to ask you about Big Brother and everything, and we got short time. But the first question I want to talk about, and I know this is probably a touchy one a little bit, what did you really think about Matt's lie to his wife? Because you couldn't talk about it last night that much during the show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know too much about the disease. It sounds like a serious disease. I wouldn't personally go into that. But, if I was him, I would have made up a disease, just made something up. I think that would have probably been the best way to do it. I wouldn't have done that, So, I mean, I understand the lie and this and that. That's cool. It's Big Brother. But you got to watch. There's a fine line there with that stuff. You got to watch what you're doing.
Christina, you got a question over there.
And hi, Enzo. I'm Christina. How are you doing?
Hey. Good, good.
I wanted to know how was it having to live for those several weeks without your own clothes? I mean, that had to be terrible.
Oh,
did they give you new clothes for, you know, finale night, or were those Hayden's?
No, I grubbed. I grubbed. I went shopping in Lane and Hayden's outlet. I went there. I actually stole stuff sometimes when they weren't looking. I would just go through their suitcases and be like, all right, this looks hot. I'll rock this. I mean, I made their clothes look a lot better on me than they did on their skin. You know what I mean? So
wait,
I definitely had Hayden's jeans on last night and Lane's shirt.
Oh, so you stole clothes?
That was a nice shirt.
Hey, Christine, I had to ask this question because it's perfect timing. So you stole clothes? Did you watch last season with Natalie? I heard that she liked to steal things from the Big Brother people. So,
she did steal things, yeah. I had to, because I had no. All I had was a penguin suit, and I'm not. That's it. I rocked the shit out of that, but now it was it. You know, I had like coffee stains on that thing. It got dirty, so I was like, no, that's it. Now I got to get some clothes.
Oh, hey, you went there, so I have to go there. The penguin suit. You know what? You rocked the penguin suit.
You know what I mean? I killed it. You know, it's not like someone gave it to me. I went after it and got it. I got it. I rocked it. And I survived the block with it on. You know what I mean? Not too many people could say they could be on a block with a costume and survive. And I did it.
Hey, so my question, yes, I was going to ask Christina, we got the same wavelength. When you shunned the penguin suit, that was the greatest thing. But I do have one question. So did Howie actually, you know, kind of give you the eyes sometimes? Did he really think you were his lover in the house?
No, Howie thought I was either his father or Howie might have been a girl. I don't know, because I don't know if that's his beak or if that was lipstick. So I don't know.
It's Howie for Howie, I think. I think they call him Howie because Howie, you know, Big Brother Howie.
Oh, Big Brother, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know, like, you know what I mean? So he needed to start acting accordingly, because every time I got in the pool, he was always on me. You know what I mean? So I don't know, he was losing it there. So I'm happy I shunned the penguin suit and everything got back to normal.
That's awesome. Just to let you know, I'm going to go penguin shopping today. And I hope when I meet you in Vegas, I want you to sign a penguin for me.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. Penguins, like I said, penguins are like like I said, I don't know how they edited it, but I definitely said I thought a penguin knew how to fly when it was born, but then just got, like, lazy and, like, likes to hang out and stay out all night and got fat and now doesn't know how to fly anymore. You know what I mean? So that's what a penguin is to me.
Christina, go for it.
I got a question. Who are you most looking forward to meeting when you get to Vegas? Either the fans or past house guests, you know, what part of this weekend are you looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm ready for the whole shebang, man. The fans are great. Some groupies, some stalkers, throw them in there.
How about a crazy talk show host?
some good talk show hosts. And then I definitely want to meet, you know, some ex-players that from Big Brother. Like, definitely, man. You know, the Evil Dicks, maybe the Mike Boogies, you know. Definitely want to meet them guys, man.
Okay, I got a question, and this is a game question, and I think I know the answer, but a little bit. But, you know, last night, when you voted for Hayden, okay?
Yeah.
I wanted to know, it's a two-point question. Was there a reason you picked Hayden to vote for him? And the second thing is, I thought Lane was going to take you if he won his part, and I thought maybe you would have went with Lane for that reason. What would you think? Why did you vote Hayden over Lane?
Yeah, that's a good question, because, I mean, the thought did, you know, cross my mind, because I definitely knew Lane was going to take me. And the only thing is, I knew if Lane took me, I was going to win. Like, so it was, you know, and the reason, too, is Lane definitely fell for Brittany. And that came in my mind also. And then Hayden solidified the brigade in the final three. I mean, Hayden, he won like three challenges in a row there. Three, four. So I had to give it to him, man. The kid did his thing at the end there. He deserved it. And that's why I gave it to him.
So it was game over social, pretty much. I mean, game over, you know. Lane didn't have no game, but Hayden had the game, so you went with the game.
No, Lane definitely played a good game. I mean, he played a good social game, and he hustled, man. He played some good competitions there, so, you know, he definitely did his thing when he had to at the end there. But, I mean, Hayden, it was like 3 weeks prior to that he was doing his thing, so he was more consistent, and he won more competitions, so I had to give it to Hayden.
I think the big thing, on top of those questions that we just asked, was I know you winning your POV was the biggest thing in your probably game, you know, over Reagan. Can you just tell us in brief, because we don't have much time, I know, what you thought about that competition and the ending with you and Reagan and everything? Can you kind of, like, tell us what you, went through your head through those that POV?
No, I definitely liked the OTEF challenge. That was cool. I love, like, those type of challenges where you get a clue and you got to go find something, bring it back. I was definitely into that. You know, I got to the end with him. We both knew where the CD was. He had the advantage on me because he was closer to it on the side that he was. He just got salty because I made a power move. I dove and I grabbed it. There was nothing stopping me from grabbing that CD. So I grabbed it, and, you know, it's like I thought I ran over a kitten or something. You know what I mean? This guy's like, ah, oh, my God. It's like, bro, it's a fight. You got to fight, man. That's it. So I ripped the CD out. He's lucky I didn't throw him in the OTEF clam and lock him in there. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But I had fun with that challenge.
I definitely thought that was one of the best challenges. And one of the best things about the show this season was the challenges. I really did enjoy it. The show itself was great. We, as fans, you know, I found it to be more interesting, the show. But now the feeds, sometimes we kind of, you know, was there something you wanted to do on the feeds that you kind of wished more of your friends or more of the house guests wanted to do? Or, I mean, did you feel like you gave us the best feeds?
Oh, the speeches?
No, the feeds. You know, like us watching the feeds, you know, did you feel like there's something like a game that you wanted to do, or was there anything you wanted to do that your house guests just didn't want to do?
No, I think the feeds, you know, I mean, besides us sleeping a lot, because there's so much downtime in the house, you're going to have to sleep a lot. But, you know, as far as me bringing in, I think I definitely displayed my personality during the live feeds, and I think a lot of people took enjoyment to that. It's just hard to do that for 24/7, you know what I mean?
I understand.
You know, there's so much downtime, you're going to have to sleep. So, but as far as you said, like the challenges and everything, they were cool. They were awesome challenges. I mean, the way they put those things together, it's awesome, man. It was definitely, you know, it was a blessing to be on this season. This was a tough season to win, man. You had a lot of smart, big brother savvy players in this game, man. It was like people were studying. People knew, like, the next challenge that was coming up. I mean, it was tough, man.
Yeah, and who did you meet? Did you meet anybody last night as far as from past seasons, or was it all just interviewing people and then going back with your wife?
I didn't meet anybody, but I got, it was a funny thing, one of the people that I casted me on it, I interviewed with, auditioned for, they gave me Mike Boogie's number, and I think Dr. Will's number. They want to meet me, because they said I was the most entertaining player they've ever seen in Big Brother. So I got their numbers. Maybe I'll give them a call. We'll go hang out. You know what I mean? They know L.A. a little bit. Maybe they'll take me around.
There you
go. That's awesome.
So that was cool. That was definitely a big compliment for me.
That really is. As a person that, you know, I'm a huge Dr. Will fan. So anybody, if he liked you, that means he must have. You did play a super social game. And I really, we all thought you were going to win if you were in the end. And I think that's what scared Lane and Hayden, too, also in the
end. I mean, Hayden won, what, six, I don't know, five competitions? Six, and he was still scared to take me to the end, you know what I mean? So I take that as, I'm proud of that, you know what I mean? So I won one POV, and this kid was still shook to take me to the final two. I mean, I'm proud of that.
Well, I believe our 15 minutes is almost done. Am I right, Christina?
Yes.
I don't have a clock in front of me.
It is.
Like I was saying, Enzo, I'm sitting poolside in Vegas waiting for you guys to invade us over here. And
nice.
And, I can't wait to meet you. I do know it's going to be a big ride. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get ready for, you know, you're going to have your, you know, especially right out of the house, you're going to get your people. You know, and I hope you can take advantage of it. And I know that's one thing
man.
You want. I know one thing you want to do is you know, get your leapfrog into something, you know, from this. And Christina, what you got last words?
Yeah, I thank you for answering our questions and talking with us. I know you're going to be very busy today, and I hope you enjoy your time with your wife and your baby girl.
Thank you. And I'm going to meet you guys in Vegas.
No, you're meeting me, Christina. can't come to Vegas.
We banned her
from Vegas. She's too big of a party animal. She's
gets
a freaky mama.
Crazy. Oh, that's what it is. And okay.
Yeah, but right. I'm on loose, so you got to watch it. And Michelle Costas, you know, and Cowboy, they also co-host with me. So they're coming, I know, and we got some people. I've already met a bunch of people that are coming, and you're going to have a blast here.
Nice.
So
I'm excited.
To you, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, baby, we're going to do it.
Vegas, baby!
That's it, baby. Meow, meow.
But hey, I was going to say, can you give me a good meow, meow to say goodbye?
That's it. Meow, meow, baby. Tomorrow, Vegas.
That's right. That was Enzo, guys, and
Thank you, Enzo.
Thank you, guys, man. I can't wait to meet you guys tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay,
I can't
we'll
wait
see.
To Enzo. Ron Rad, just
you.
Remember Ron Rad.
Ron Rad, baby. That's it, baby.
That's it. Ron Rad. Rad
Let's
Bailey.
Get it in tomorrow. Yeah, we're getting it in.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I can't
Thank
wait
you.
To party, buddy.
Okay. Take care, man.
All right.
Take care.
We need to move on. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Christina, out of all the people.
Can you guys disconnect?
Yes, we can.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Wait, did they want us to stay connected?
She wanted me to disconnect.
Okay, disconnect. Okay, so watch for those numbers, okay? Because that was a different number than I was. Okay, I'm still in awe, okay? Because Enzo wasn't one of my, he was cool. Did you like him?
Yeah, he was awesome. He was like just so laid back and, you know, not embarrassed about shouting out and answering the questions. He was just like all free and ready to go. So
I hope CBS and people ain't watching, listening to this, but will hear this. But I didn't know what to do about the feats, but I wanted to ask him. You know, the feats were boring this year. We all did it, you know, on the show and everything.
Oh, are you okay, CP? Okay.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean, Christina?
Yeah, I know. That's pretty awesome. And yeah, she did say, can you guys disconnect? Because I think they use that same line for multiple.
No, but my feet question. I mean, did I stutter too much trying to say the feet were boring?
No, I thought it was good. You know, you asked the question. I was going to ask about the whole Showtime thing. Did you guys not think, you know, to do more during Showtime at, you know, BBS?
Yeah, see, that's where I was leaning towards, and I just didn't know what to... I didn't want to embarrass myself, because the guy seemed like he was starting to like me, you know? But I didn't want to... I wanted to hear, because I thought he would tell me the truth. Where Lane and Hayden probably ain't going to... Maybe we'd be able to do the truth, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I want to
advertise for you right now, Ron, for people in Vegas. If anybody is available to go pick up Mandy Mee, she's waiting at the airport.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm sitting poolside, and I don't have a car, so sorry.
Yep.
But anybody, tell us, get a taxi and come down the road and watch out for where Tupac's got shot at.
There you go.
hey, but you know what? What was I going to say? How many people are in the chat room right now? And I want to tell them sorry. I want to tell them sorry that I'm not watching the chat room, and I can't ask questions. And I'm sorry if I'm talking too much. I felt like I on that one, but I have questions I want to ask each of these guys. And
as do I. I did ask Paul's question when he posted it in the chat room. That was it was a good question, and I had the same question, so it worked out.
So I mean,
very
ask
awesome.
Questions to Christina, and are we? I mean, and everything, but. Let's go back to Vegas while we talk about, you know, talking Vegas and everything. You know, again, Saturday night is going to be interviews from the red carpet. Again, these interactive shows, I'm going to try to do some interactive shows, but I might be, like, on the live feeds. I might even, we talked about, me and Nikki had talked about maybe setting up a show maybe from tomorrow in the during the meet and greets. And maybe grabbing some people. Maybe I even do a block talk show type thing where it'll be, you know, you guys call in and say hey to the person that's coming. So me and her did talk about doing something like that. We will finalize it tomorrow afternoon when we get there. And where I'm going to, you know, so definitely keep your eye on the clock. So around 11, oh wait, 10:30.
Yeah, around 10:30 we should get Lane.
Lane. And right now we were going to play a clip, so when we play that, you know, let me talk about why I picked this clip too. Hey, who is the person I felt like Enzo was like so much? It was Howie a little bit. And Howie's, I can't wait to meet Howie. So let's play my ID for Howie, and we'll be back in a second.
This is Big Brother All-Star Howie, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show with Big Ron.
Okay, I have to do some shout-outs right now. I was sitting here thinking about this first, before I forget. Are you ready for the shout-outs, Christina?
I'm ready for the shout-outs. I hope one's to myself. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, first of all, yes, I do want to say thank you to Christina. She has a kid, Hope, and she's taking time out to do this. And I want to say thank you. I also want to say thank you to the guy that's probably listening in the chat room and listening to us that's in the house right now, Dan, Big John. He's been a great host, and I so thank you for, you know, the past couple of days, you know, and everything. He's been really entertaining in a sense of, and yes, I'm saying nice words about him, and
we
and
love everything. Dan.
Cowboy and Alan made dinner, or Alan, let me just say, it's Alan who made dinner last night. He made some ribs. We ate ribs, and they're really been cooking and everything. I keep on seeing planes flying in because it's just here watching planes. I wonder if any of those have our house guests on them. I also want to give a shout out to Panther, even though she's not listening because they went to get breakfast. And that's why Cowboy's not here. Cowboy's somewhere. And everyone I've met, you know, in Vegas already. Lisa Cruz, I know she ain't listening. She's busy working. And the people that are probably flying that have been supportive. Mm-hmm. Are we ready?
Never mind. No.
But I just wanted to give a shout out to everyone. It might be a different number too this time. Remember?
Yeah, I have seen 66, but I know who that is, so don't worry about it.
But it could be the same area code, too.
There's no hand, we're good.
Okay, no hand, yeah, okay. Guys, sorry, it's kind of hard. Normally me and Christina can
763.
I'm each other. What?
763.
That's Mandy. That's you.
No, uh-uh.
No, that's Paul. Mm. Yeah, don't. I don't want to. No. Right now, guys, I really know if you're not. We're waiting for Hayden. What time is it?
We're waiting for Lane. We have about 6 minutes.
Lane. So I mainly want, I guess, more shout-outs, though. And I want to say one other thing while you think about it, people are listening to this. Normally, me and Christina can talk to each other via, like, instant message. So that's why sometimes I'm saying, hey, do you have one? You know, we don't have, like, this telephone, you know. So I'm just telling you why I'm sometimes stumbling, and we have this, because it's like it's so hard not having my computer in front of me. And but I kind of enjoying this, and I got to get used to it. But more shout out.
Can I say something in your shout out to me? I really, you know, I want to thank everybody for who came on Monday and Tuesday and today, as I've done the. Okay, I think we might need to take this. It's 9:07. I will stop. Hello? 9:07?
Hey, how's it going?
Is this Zach?
Okay, that's Zach.
This is Zach.
Oh. Okay,
hey, Zach,
I'm going to put you on mute as we wait for Lane.
Okay.
Wait. Keep Zach up for a second.
Okay.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Ron.
So are you flying? You're not flying today, right?
I am. I'm actually just finishing putting the last things in my suitcase, and then I'm on the road to Anchorage to catch my flight.
Well, we just had Enzo, and he can't wait to meet us, and everything. I just wanted to say, hey, the party started. Get your ass here to Vegas. You should pick up Patrick and just get yourself up here tonight. The party's going to be going already tonight, guys. It's going to be fun. And we don't sleep in Vegas, even though I did last night. I just want to give you a quick shout-out because and everything. So But so,
everybody in the room is saying, hi, Ron, hi, Zach, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, everyone.
So,
instead of good morning, Vietnam, it's good morning, Las Vegas.
Actually, you know, I started out in the shade, and now I'm getting, like, oh, man, I'm in the sun. My legs are getting tan. Oh, yeah.
Whoa, the Georgia boy is going to go back with a tan. Look out.
I'm actually a Chicago boy. Do not insult me, please. But, yeah.
Hey, yeah, we got 45 people. It's great in the chat. Everybody's excited to hear from.
Keep on tweeting because we didn't have much. What is the word I want to say? Advertising, because Ron's on a road trip to Vegas, now he's in Vegas. And
there was this sweet lady that got up early this morning and tweeted and, you know, did Facebook. I wonder who she is. Wow.
I already gave you enough shout. I don't need to. Actually, I was going to do it myself. but no, thank you. Like I said, I've already said it. I'm just trying to think if there's anything more because there's so much that we've got to do in the next few, days and everything. So,
As we
sit here and wait for Lane to show up, I do know something. I want to talk about, things that I'm already, it's just been so amazing to see also Cowboy and these people that, like, Alan even, and Panther. I've met Panther, and to see them and everything, it's been amazing. It just, and last night being on Nikki's show, it was so much fun. I was a little exhausted, but it's been fun. It's been a great time. And Big Brother was awesome last night. What a way to end, and everything. So I am looking forward to seeing if Brittany does show up about the fire. Have you heard any news on that?
All I know is that she knew about it. And she knew about it before the show last night. And that they are not coming to Vegas from what I heard from just people tweeting, but that could change. Things change overnight. You just don't know.
It's like the Big Brother house. You never know. And we almost had 11:30 or 10:30 yet?
We have 3 more minutes till 10:30.
Minutes.
Here we go. I'm going to mute you. 818. Hello. You're on the Red Reality Show.
Hi, this is Mallory. I have Lane on the other line.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, Mallory, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can Cowboy say hey to Lane? Will that be okay?
Sure, he can say hi.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to be clear with you guys before I do. Hey, come here. Okay, we're ready. Whenever you guys are. No, I'll just give you my phone. Just stay here. He's coming up now.
Lane?
Yes.
You there, Lane?
Yes.
Hey, Lane, what's up? This is Ron Rad from the Rad Reality Show, and you're on live with us. And I just wanted to say congratulations. You're $50,000 richer.
Exactly.
But,
thank you.
I know you wanted. Hey, I wanted to give you, because you joined a club, the $50,000 club, and everything.
Right.
And I have another pass, Southern Boy.
Uh-huh.
Has won $50,000 standing next to me because I'm in Vegas already, buddy.
Already there?
Yeah, the party's already kicked on.
Are you
sitting next to the
table right now? Go
no,
ahead
actually,
and hit.
No, I already lost $10.
Okay.
So don't even start. I need some luck. Maybe Brittany, bring Brittany and give me some luck or something. But
bring some luck.
Hey, here. I'm gonna give you the $50,000 partner of yours. Because you guys both came in second.
You talked.
We did.
Lane, what's going on? This is Cowboy from Big Brother 5.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, not much. We've been partying up since Monday. I've been in Vegas since Monday. And I tell you what, We had Team Lane going on down here from southern parts of Oklahoma and Texas. We got them down here, and we were rooting for you. And, I know how it comes out with getting only three votes. I mean, it's tough.
But it's kind of exciting. But thank you, southern people. Oh, my gosh, I love you.
Absolutely. And so you're coming to Vegas, and we're going to party up southern style, right?
Do you have a Coors Light in your hand, and I want three Coors Light.
You want three Coors Light, huh?
Exactly.
Well, buddy, I'm going to give you Ron back, but I just want to let you know, congratulations, and I can't wait to meet you, and everyone here loves you.
Can't wait to meet you, man.
All right, buddy. And again, congrats.
All right, thank you.
Hey, was that cool, talking to another person from your area?
That's crazy. You got to love the southern people. They're ready to party.
He says, and we're ready to play poker. I know he didn't hear you because he don't have the show going, but we're going to play poker. Are you ready? You got $50,000 to put down, right? You got $50,000 to put down?
Or you ready? I was practicing.
Okay, hey, let's talk show now. Let's talk game and play and Big Brother for a little bit.
Okay.
Were you shocked it was so close of a vote, 4-3? Were you shocked about that? Are you shocked that Brandon and Rachel voted for you?
That was very shocking. I thought Hayden was going to win it with a landslide. You know, he won a lot of competitions. He deserved it. And I definitely did not see the Rachel and Brendan vote going my way. I did not see that.
You know what? And don't, you know, you said it perfectly, what we were thinking. I mean, we were sitting there watching it live, a bunch of us, and we were like, oh, no, it's going to be a landslide. But Cowboy was one of the few that said, no, it's going to be 4-3. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So, but what is the best moment of the house, too, just being in the house? I know you're glad to probably be out of that house. It's been like Enzo said, he's been there so many days, and he was ready to see something fresh. But what was the favorite moment in the house?
Favorite moment in the house would probably be meeting a cat or meeting a guy that calls himself a meow meow. You know, I'm a southerner. I'm from Texas. We don't get a lot of that, you know. So that was the funnest part.
Christina, she's my co-host over there. You got a question for Elaine?
Yeah, I do, actually. What I wanted to know, I have to know what your favorite competition is. I just enjoyed watching you in the competition, so I want to know what your favorite one was.
The favorite one, I really loved the very first one with the wiener, you know, but it not because it was a wiener, but I got to tackle something. So it was like a punching bag / tackle, so that was a lot of fun for me. And obviously the last endurance, you know, swinging on that vine and banging against the wall, that's a lot of fun.
Were you a little shocked that you didn't win more competitions, or was that strategy? I mean, you seem like you were... Maybe sometimes, in a sense, it was strategy for. What do you have to say about that?
On a lot of those, I would love to say it was strategy. Some of them, my brain threw it before I even got to compete. So the quiz is kind of they kind of hurt me.
I understand. I mean, I'm you know, it was just really, you were always there, and then it seemed like just something happened.
No doubt, I definitely. You know, if I did not have to win that week, then, why paint that big target on my back when I knew that I was going to be safe for another 2 weeks?
And this is the big question for the Brigade. And I forgot to even mention the Brigade to Enzo. Oh, my gosh. Matt's wife, why? What last night you guys didn't get a chance to really talk about it.
Right.
I know my fans are probably wanting to hear your point of view of that.
My point of view, I do not agree with it at all. You know, pick a dog to lie about. You know, say that your dog broke three of his legs when he only broke one. You know, don't, bring a family member into, a lie like that. I don't agree with it.
But do you think he would have got sympathy over a dog?
Probably not. Maybe if it was three legs. Have you ever seen a dog with three broken legs?
I actually have.
You get sympathy for that.
Okay, maybe you're right. Christine, got another question?
Yeah,
I wanted to know, who are you going to stay in contact with, you know, outside the house? Who have you made longtime friends with? I mean, and I know obviously one of them is Brittany. You guys were such good friends. Watching you guys talk and fight and flip right. each other around and stuff made me laugh hysterically. And who are you going to?
It would definitely be, you know, other than Brittany, Hayden and Enzo. You know, I love those two guys. They're great people, and they're way too different kind of people. You know, Hayden is, the sweetest guy you're gonna meet. You know, he stresses about everything, and Enzo is the funniest dude I've encountered. So both of those guys definitely.
Do you see the whole brigade? I mean, so are you saying that now that you know about? I mean, is Madden not going to be one that you will, you know, keep in contact with, or what about Matt? I mean, as part of, I mean, the whole
right.
conflict.
No, I would love to keep in contact with Matt. I don't know how easy that would be. I know he has some things going on, but I would definitely love to, you know, keep chatting with him. He is a really good guy, and I look forward to seeing what the real truth about him is, you know.
Right. I understand. Okay, I have to ask this question. I didn't, you know, this is one that I bet you were kind of like always kind of more watching people I know that's in the house. So
mm-hmm.
what did you really feel about the whole showmance of Brandon and Rachel?
I thought it was tremendous. It was our own little chick flick and action movie all in one. So it kept entertainment in the house, and it also painted a huge target on those two's back, and people, never thought about a secret alliance. So it was a stress off the brigades.
True. And do you really think Hayden and Kristen would have stood there after seeing the clips last night? What did you think about their little thing in the house?
Well, at first I thought they were brother and sister, so now I'm glad I've seen that and know that they're not siblings. But other than that, you know, Kristen's a good-looking girl, so I can't fault Hayden, you know, that much.
You're my kind of guy. I so agree with you. The girls that you have been talking about, you know, Brittany and Kristen, I can see
mm-hmm.
both are good-looking women.
They are very pretty girls.
I have a question for you, Lane.
Okay.
During Showtime After Dark, during that whole, like, what is it, three-hour window, I noticed that everybody, no one made mention maybe a couple times, like, you know, I know you guys aren't supposed to say that a lot, but, hey, we're on Showtime After Dark. Let's, you know, do something goofy. You know, I was wondering, did it cross your minds to maybe do something wacky during that time as cable viewers were watching you on TV?
I definitely think it was my idea first for the men to dress up in the women's underwear. I don't think that it obviously didn't air. But we had, you know, Brittany is a really good girl. I think she's kissed maybe three guys in her life or seven. We don't know for sure. That might have been gameplay, what she was telling us. But, no one did anything really wacky. You know, when we got rid of Rachel, I think the live viewers got really mad when we did that.
Whoa.
They're only entertaining.
Wait, you just won the most smartest Big Brother 12 person. You win it. You have just won it because so many people disagreed with you this year. And the shows were great and everything, but the feed watchers, this is what they're saying. Are you hearing that a lot?
I've heard it a little bit. You know, I haven't been out of the house that long. And from getting out of the house, I've finally seen that there are watchers and viewers. You know, I didn't think there were when I was in the house. So that was really exciting to see.
I'll tell you right now, when you get here to Vegas, you're coming, right, to Vegas, right?
Definitely. I'm going to be there playing poker. We already talked about it. Come on.
Oh, yeah, but when you get here, you'll be surprised how many people are there.
Wow.
Already waiting for you guys and everything. What I was going to say is, what is the biggest thing, or here, I'm going to ask this question. I was going to put it up. Have you heard about Brittany's house, and has she heard about it yet? Do you know that, have you heard?
That it burned down?
Yeah.
Yes, I did hear that last night, and
I
believe she was informed, and that's terrible. I hate that happened, but she's a strong girl, obviously, you know, so she's going to get through it.
Yeah, I'm hoping that she can maybe still come, because I know we're going to try to raise some money for her and everything. So, and were you shocked that she won the $25,000?
Not at all. You know, I kind of thought that Enzo would win it, but, you know, Brittany is a very smart and funny girl. You know, she's a rare type, and, you know, I wasn't surprised when she won it. And, actually, I think she is coming to Vegas. She told me last night, so.
Oh, boy.
I wanted to touch one more, and are we almost done, I think, on our time?
We have a few minutes, but, yeah.
But I know one thing I wanted to say is your goodbye speech to her was one of the greatest speeches, I thought.
Thank you.
And what you said to her, I could really tell you become good friends with her. And, I mean, I'm just, you know, that's more my statement. But the question I think I wanted to say is when you told her about the brigade, you know, and everything, what was going through your head? Because I know you wanted not to hurt her.
Right.
And I really think you wanted to take her to the inn and by
right.
your speeches. So just address the whole how you really felt about her as much as you can without, you know,
right.
going too personal. I mean, I don't want to.
I think the first thing that went through my head was her death rays when I felt her eyes looking at me really hard when I said about the brigade. And but no, I definitely wanted to bring her to the inn, you know, and she is a wonderful girl, and I would hate to see someone cry like that over something that we caused.
Yeah, when she got evicted, I even cried, and I, you know what I'm saying, so, I mean,
yeah.
I know. And it's funny, you know, you guys, you know, I mean, the friendship, you two, you had friendships with Hayden, you had friendships with Enzo, but the friendship between you and Brittany was amazing. I really think it's one of the best friendships in the Big Brother's history. I mean, when it comes to, you know, in the past history, you know,
right.
I never saw a friendship between the two yet. And Brittany, the first week, she just blew my socks off. And then and just the whole thing, as the season went on, her you can't wait to see her diagrams.
You know, she kind of gave us a glimpse of how her DRs were, but, you know, again, I didn't get to see them, and I can expect loud noises, bright eyes, and a lot of hand movements. I see hand movements.
Oh, that's what I'm doing, too. Hey, before we let you go, and I'm going to throw it to Christine, I want you to give the best catchphrase of the year. I want some pop rocks.
You just say, I want some pop rocks.
Don't you remember when you said that? You know how much CBS played that in the beginning?
I think I'm just now seeing how many Dodo things I have said, so, you know, pop rocks must have been up there with the Raisin Brand, so.
Yeah, you were great, too. I was going to say, and you and Brittany, just, you guys made us crack up laughing this every time. Christine, get a last question for him.
You touched on it about the Brittany diary rooms. That
mm-hmm.
was, I mean, hysterical. And I loved, I don't know where you were standing in the midst when she won America's Choice, and she was, like, shocked. And then behind her, Rachel looked really mad. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, normally people are like, oh, cool, yay for them, you know, and I was just so happy that she won it, you know.
Oh, I was too. I was actually right behind her and right next to Rachel and right next to Julie, so I got to see, again, front row seats to almost a train wreck.
Do you think Rachel was saying, I bet Rachel was saying that nobody gets between me and my 24K or 25K.
Exactly, and my hair extensions.
There you go.
What did you say? That was awesome. Hey, I do want to do one quick thing, and I'll let you guys go. Give a shout-out. I know they're listening in the room to Alan. He was one of your biggest fans, and he's from Oklahoma, Texas, too. His name is Alan. He goes by Alan the Cobb. You will meet him. Give him a quick shout-out.
Alan the Cobb?
Yes.
Yep.
Alan the Cobb, where were you? You know, why weren't you at finale? You know, I can't wait to party with you. Let's play some poker. Let's maybe make fun of people. We'll make our own sayings. We don't know what's going to go on, but, you know, be in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, hey, Lane, I can't wait. I want to sit down with you for at least an hour and talk.
All right. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Okay,
and thank you, Lane. We should probably let
you
move right on.
Thank you.
And thank you, CBS.
Thank you.
Let us have, and we'll see, talk to you in a few with Hayden.
They're done.
Yes. Okay. Give me that song, Viva Las Vegas, where I can take a break and a drink. And
you
I'm
want
walking.
Me to sing? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you got the song. So,
all right, I'll
meet
get
me
it.
For a second. Just meet me for a second.
No problem.
Okay.
Hey guys, we're gonna play Viva Las Vegas, and you can all sing along. I mean, I would love it. As we wait for the winner, Hayden.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love and spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a new steel. Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing, all those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into night, time turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it cost me my very last dime, if I wind up broke, oh well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, Viva.
Hey, everybody, I'm going to bring Ron back up. That was Viva Las Vegas by Elvis. So everybody's so excited to be in Vegas. You know, I know so many people there talking, tweeting, so I can't wait to watch the live feed. Hey, Ron.
Hey. Listen to me. I got Alan shouting. Hey, Alan, you missed your shout-out from Lane.
Tell him
Alan,
he loses. I have to say,
he was in the bathroom. Am I not supposed to go there with Alan?
Helper. Stirring the hamburger
I don't know what he was doing in the bathroom.
I don't want to know.
But,
thank you.
Anyways, I keep on watching these planes fly in. I wonder who's on them.
You know, I know that Lane was you could tell he was so excited to talk to Cowboy. That was awesome.
You know what? That was the best moment. And if Cowboy would walk over here, he might give you guys a little shout-out before Hayden come up. But,
I want my own shout-out. No, I'm just kidding. Cowboy is a crack-up.
Real quick.
Just nobody. It's just
chat. What's going on?
Hey, Cowboy. That's Christina.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello. The people in the chat room want you to say hello.
Hello from Vegas. I tell you what, this is a party and a half. I tell you what, I'm not as young as I used to be. Woo! It's a rough life up here. It'll make you old. It'll add 10 years to you.
I'm going to tell you, the highlight of Nikki's show was when you were pretending to do a strip show. That was the best for me. I think I fell over in my chair a little bit.
Yeah, but the thing is, I didn't even get any money for that. I got robbed.
No, that's robbed. You know, I'd send you $1, but, you know, I don't know if my boss is good for it.
Oh, my, that's funny. Hey, I tell you what, Lane was incredible, wasn't he?
He's a hoot.
He is. He's hilarious. I cannot wait to meet him, and I don't even know when they're arriving. Do we know when they're arriving to Vegas? Friday?
I'm guessing that if it's not tonight, they'll arrive tomorrow, because I'm assuming that they probably have lots of interviews today.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, I can tell that he and Enzo just both, they sounded tired.
Oh, I bet. I mean, you know, I was there over 6 years ago, and I tell you what, I didn't get no sleep whatsoever, and then turn around and had to start doing interviews, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning and working my way up to the evening. So I know what they're going through, and I tell you what, it hasn't set in, I guarantee you. They're, you know, they don't know what to think, I guarantee you. It's, you know, it's a whirlwind, and, you know, and then they've got to go into another fast-paced Vegas, and it won't be able to set in until they go home and things start calming down and processing everything.
Yeah, and we're, you know, we've got like 10 minutes till we wait for Hayden. I can't believe this is going to be amazing. I mean, it's talking to you guys and everything, you know, being friends with everybody. It's just, I think it's so fun. You know, you guys are all a laugh. You're my favorite. So.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to give back to Ron Rad, and I'm going to go in and start helping with breakfast. So thank you so much, fans, for listening. And I tell you what, buy them live feeds and watch us this weekend. There's no telling what will happen. You have to be 18 years of age or older to get the feeds.
They got a touch of it last night with us.
Yeah, you got a touch of it last night, what it's going to be like. And you get a whole room full of reality stars, you never know what's going to happen. So thank you so much, Christina, for helping Ron out. And here's Ron, and thank you so much.
Bye, Cowboy.
I
have to say, okay. Ron, it would not be Thursday without Cowboy. So
hey, Christina just said it. It would not be Thursday without Cowboy. So how much longer do we have before Hayden gets
here? We have about 8 minutes. It is 10:52. Yeah.
Is Paul from Minnesota? Is Paul from Minnesota up on the phone line?
Paul from Minnesota. No.
Oh, you want Hayden?
Yes, Paul from Minnesota. I think that's Paul from Minnesota. Let me check this out. Is this Paul from Minnesota?
Good morning.
Okay,
Viva Las Vegas.
Hey, we only got a couple seconds. I just want to give a, because you've been a big key to everything we're doing here.
Thanks, Ron. And you're doing a great job, and I'm enjoying it, so I will go.
No, wait. I want you to stay, because we got filling time. And one thing I want to do is, in 15 minutes, after we do Hayden, I want people to call in, especially if you're here in Vegas and you're listening. Right after we get a hit, we're going to spend the last 15 minutes just talking, you know, big. Hey, you know what? Panther's over there.
For a minute. So
listen to
me.
Panther's over there. She says it's only like, you know, 10 o'clock. Or it's, yeah, it's like, Alan's back in the window, Paul. Paul, he's taking a shower.
Is he taking a Lane shower?
Hey, Paul wants to know if you're taking a Lane shower. Alan, are you taking
you
a Lane shower?
Know.
What? No, I was afraid. Are you there, Paul, still, or is Christina back there?
I am.
I didn't go anywhere.
Ron, I got to quickly tell you, I typed it in the chat room, but you aren't there. I was Skyping with Natasha last night when she said, wait a minute, I just got a call, and Kathy was calling her for the first time, and it was hilarious listening to those two talking.
Keep your eye on the phone lines, Christina. And I do want to say one thing. These guys are crazy.
Ron, Eldo, Lisa, she said for Alan to pull his ear for them, if he doesn't mind.
Okay. Hey, I do want to say, I'll tell him in a second. I did want to say, anybody that did watch the feeds or watch the show last night in the BB Hour, you know what kind of craziness we already did. I mean, you had Cowboy stripping, you had me stripping. I mean, so, you know, we do not know what's going to happen, but make sure you're 18 and old to buy the feeds. But it's going to be some crazy stuff happening. And I'll tell you, this year I'm here, and I'm going to be bringing the gossip. They say what comes to Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, not with me. And I'm going to try my best. So,
hey, how much do you like Artie, huh?
Oh, he's awesome. A big shout-out to Artie. He's the only reason I came to Vegas. To meet him. That's what he says about me, so I have to give him a shout out. I know he's not, and like I said, Dan and Panther, everyone I've met. I can't wait to meet Cherry Garcia and these guys. Are we almost there? Because I'm ready to talk to him.
And by the way, Ron, Mandy's on her way on a shuttle from the airport, and she's kind of
pissed. She's on to Bally's.
Huh?
She's on her way to Bally's.
Thanks.
Yeah, we're stuck in Dan's. Did you see the tweet? I'm in the corner in the pool.
They put Ron in a corner because that's what can handle Ron is the corner.
So,
gotta love me.
I'm trying now to think of questions for Hayden. I got so
does
many.
Does anybody want to know that I have to pee? Isn't that great? Just, you know,
you
people in the chat room might want to know that.
You can't do that, though. Listen.
I know.
And
just put a cup there.
Come on, let's not go there. I mean, it's
I know,
morning.
I'm teasing everybody. Everybody's laughing.
Keep your eye out. It might be a different number again. So.
I am aware of the L.A. number, so I got it.
Yeah, but they might not be an L.A. person, you know what I mean? With
yep.
Still.
Hayden called.
Yeah, I think Hayden. We've talked to them all, either emails and stuff. And first of all, I do want to say, Brittany, I'm so glad she's coming. By what Lane said, I am so glad. I need some luck, and maybe she'll give me some luck. Paul, I've already lost $10.
Hey, don't you know I have to talk to me about that?
So, I do have one shout I have to give for Hayden to give, and I'll have to do that. But let's go ahead and mute Paul. Let's get us ready.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Welcome.
And Paul, stay with us, little brain. Okay, wait. Panda's going to give a quick shout out.
Hey, Mama.
Hi.
You know what? And that was actually to somebody that I have to give a shout out to too. As I said today, Zach is my producer. That was Panther, and I called her my executive producer because she's always been here in the beginning. And if Hayden gets there, he just interrupts me. But my one of my biggest supporters and the first supporter and the reason I'm doing this show because she told me over and over, just do it, Ron. Don't hesitate. Don't just do it. And that's Kathy from Arkansas that's in there. It's not the Kathy from Arkansas on the show, but she's the reason the show got kicked when I met the one girl, and she just said, jump into it. And Missy was another one. So both of them have to give big shout-outs. Are we there yet? I almost feel like I'm waiting for...
We got
like,
2 minutes. 2 minutes till...
Yeah, they were early this lifetime. They were early last time.
Yes.
So... but Hayden, I can't wait to say hey to him and tell him that my niece is a big fan. She's going crazy, and I'm gonna smile for the camera as I sit here and get my picture taken.
And who's taking your picture?
Cowboy's taking my picture with a phone.
I think more pictures are gonna be tweeted. Of the hilarity that is going on. And I don't see Big John anymore. I'm sorry he left the room.
You know why? It's because I got to see his shirtless, naked.
Oh, my.
They were wondering where you went to.
Maybe it was better that I'm in California and seriously not at that house in Vegas. Or, you know, it would have been better if I was at Bally's. I know a few people that are there right now.
Okay. Cowboy's coming with a...
That sounds a little scary. Lisa wants to know, who was in the porn pick for the auction, Ron?
Guys, what? I don't know. They're making fun of me because they said I look like I'm taking a crap over here. Okay. Is CBS on the phone line?
No,
they're tweeting
not.
Pictures. Okay, because they're tweeting pictures over here. Oh, man. What was your question about auction?
Lisa wanted to know who was in the porn picture for the auction run.
Oh, it's some deep throat person. I didn't see it. I wasn't the one watching. What? Linda Lovely. It's Dan knows. Big John knows.
Okay.
It was before my time.
It is currently 11 o'clock. I am waiting on Hayden. I am sure he's very popular.
I have a feeling they're
today.
Running over with him, maybe. And that's why I went ahead and went 11:30 on the time and everything. And this is the fun part about live interviews like this. You got to wait and wait, and it's cool. And but I can't wait to talk to him. Hayden was one of my favorites this season, I had to say. I really liked him and Brittany and Kristen, Annie. I wish she would have stood longer. Didn't get to, you know, but Hayden had, he had his mojo going and everything. So I can't wait to get his, you know,
I
want
to speak to fellow listeners and callers. I cannot pick you up right now. We are waiting on Hayden. I believe
what's the number?
There's a 626. I believe that's Rich.
Go ahead and pick it up just in case.
All righty.
If there's a one pushed.
Yes. Hello, 626.
It is me. You can put me back on hold if you need to.
I will. I just...
Rich,
we'll
pick you up in a second, though, after Hayden.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I just saw James and Ronnie and Moosey and Michelle, and they're all stopping for breakfast and heading to Vegas. They should be there in about 4.5-5 hours.
Well, I'm in Vegas. I'm sitting poolside. And if you'd like to look at... Have you saw the tweets yet?
No, I haven't.
Go look at your Twitter and look for Dan. You know Big John, Dan, you know Dan, right?
Yeah, I have.
He just tweeted some pictures of me sitting poolside looking like I'm taking a dump, so.
Just make sure you get some sun on that belly, huh?
That's a fabulous picture there.
So, have we got Hayden yet?
We do not.
Okay, hopefully we haven't shocked him. Because Lane was kind of fun and everything.
Lane was a hoot and a half.
I have a feeling we went a little too far with him at times. The questions, so hopefully I was a little afraid about that, but it's okay. I'm really trying to, keep the questions not personal, but, too informational and everything. Because, we're going to be hanging with them, and I want to, we got plenty of time to ask questions. So, Hayden probably is running late, like we said. He's probably the last in the circle. So.
Yeah, I could play Yabba Dabba Doo, but that's,
No, we don't want to know. No, we'll just keep on talking. I'm trying to think what we can do while we...
I can ask Rich, when does he leave for Vegas? What is your ETA?
I'm going to leave between 6 and 7 in the morning. I should be there by 11.
There you go. Have it, guys. Look out. Here comes Rich.
I've seen, I know Sheila's coming in today. Krista's coming in last night. We had, Missy should be here at 1:30 and we got lots of people coming in. Did you hear Brittany is coming by Lane?
Rich?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so So I'm
is
just
CB still holding the pot there or what?
What?
No,
no, no,
still
no,
holding
no,
the pot there?
No, he's not. Any?
I need him to hold the pot for me. I gotta go.
Well, no potty breaks for you. You're on duty.
I know.
Yeah, and we're just waiting for Hayden.
Holding my pee, waiting for a tchotchke. Just kidding.
Have we seen any numbers yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, man.
Is that a sign, but Paul informed me who that is.
So, man, I'm trying to think of topics that we can talk about that I have. I keep on watching planes fly in and wondering who's on them. I mean, we have so many people flying in today and tomorrow, and, man, it's going to be one heck of a, you know, I've seen so many people that I've never seen before. It's just amazing, Rich. I can't wait to meet you. And
ditto.
And it's just going to be so much fun.
I'm jealous of all y'all.
Jump into Rich's car and...
This is my thoughts. These are my thoughts. If someone could get me out there for the day, I could come tomorrow for the day. But I need to get back home in the evening.
So, with Hayden coming up, I mean, it was amazing that he won the, you know, and I, you know, lots of people thought he was going to win, but the closeness of the vote, you know, and everything. So, you know, definitely was one thing that I was shocked. And you just keep your eyes on that switchboard.
I am.
And everything. And
I'm staring at it.
Now, don't go crazy too fast.
Hey, Christina.
Yes.
Mute me for a minute. I got to work for a second.
Okay.
Thanks.
There we go.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
This is painful.
How many more minutes do we have left on the time clock?
I can see the chat room. We have 22 minutes left in the show.
Shoot.
And that's about it. We've got you on the line. We have Zach on hold. We have a 919 who I know who it is. We have Paul, and we have Rich. So you guys are up on the line. Here we go. 914 is not a hand raise, though.
You go ahead, Peggy, just in case.
Oh, wait. They're gone.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of what we should do while we wait. The best thing is, I think, just, you know, if you're not coming to Vegas, make sure you buy the live feeds. Listen to, watch for tweets, watch for stuff. I will be doing stuff all weekend, as you know, much as I can.
The 914 number is back. I'm going to pick it up and see who this could be. Oh, no, they're gone again. Never mind. I just wanted to make sure.
914, is that, that's not the...
Thank you, Baby Doll, for asking if I needed a ticket. I so appreciated it. Thank you very much. That's sweet of you to offer. We got a 781.
Pick it up. If it's one.
No, it's not one.
Oh,
nope,
still pick it up.
Too. They're gone.
Okay.
914 is from New York. Thank you very much, Paul.
Yeah, I have a feeling that it's those guys over there. Well, let's just give them a second. Watch it and pick it up as soon as you can see it.
Okay.
You know, and make sure they know. So we're just waiting for Hayden, and they're running a little late. I can't. We're hoping we don't. If we do run over, because we're going to go as fast as we then can with Hayden when he goes, and we might run over. And so I want to say this now. Thank you for listening. And when we get Hayden, you know, we ain't gonna have that extra time. I should have went ahead and did it 2 hours. I do believe this 914 number is the, because I believe that was
As soon as it's on and I go to pick up, it blinks right off. So I'm not even getting a chance to pick it up. So.
Yeah, that might be their system.
We have a 111111. Is that a Skype?
No, let's go ahead and pick it up just in case.
Okay.
Hey,
you're on the air.
Unknown number. Are you there?
Unknown number. Hello?
Hello? Okay. CBS, is that you guys? No.
Hello, unknown number. CBS?
Okay. I think it's that 914 number, actually. I believe that's the third person that is the number that I recognize.
Yeah, as soon as I go to pick them up, I don't even get a chance to click. It's gone. So I'm wondering if they're having a little bit of technical issues.
Right. And that's why I'm kind of wondering, too, and they're having a hard time switching over. Hayden. So just keep your eye on it.
I am.
And
I think I'm going to go with the Cheyenne's idea and grab a pull-up.
One thing I am going to say is, like I said, just keep your eyes on the Twitter, keep your eyes on my Facebook, I'm having a hard time and everything, but, just keep your eyes on the stuff. I'll do the best I can to advertise what I'm doing. Find out when the red carpet is. We'll be doing a show then. So just, keep your eyes open, It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And how many more minutes do we have?
In the show, we have 18 minutes left remaining. I will try this 111 number again. Hey, unknown number, are you on the air? Hello? It is nobody.
Are they pushing one?
No. It's not even shown up as like a grade, like the numbers show up, look like Skype numbers to me, and this one is not in a Skyped formed number.
Okay. I don't know what to say.
He could be running a little bit late. Everybody's cheering for Hayden. Hayden, Hayden. We have Jess listening in. I see her number up there. Hello, Jess. She called in. She's excited to hear about Hayden.
I'm looking forward to talking to Hayden, too, and this is why I don't have the number to go ahead and you can't jump on. No, I don't want you to stay away. Guys, you're just going to have to be patient. I wish I can, once we get Hayden out, maybe I'll try to get Christina to take time and move up the time a little bit, but
Hey, Quirky Dude is in the chat room. Hey, Quirky Dude.
Hey, Quirky Dude. Can't wait to meet you. We're waiting for Hayden. No numbers yet?
No. We have you and Zach and the 919, and I know who that is. Paul and Rich and Jess is listening in that 11111. That's not
that
answering when
not
I pick
pushed,
up.
Yeah. So that I have filled in.
Hayden's not showed up yet. The numbers show twice. Keep on talking.
Okay. I want to say hello to everybody. We're waiting for Hayden. I'm doing a dance. This is fabulous. Hey, Quirky Dude. I'm chatting in pink under Ron. Paul, that kind.
I don't know what to do. We're just going to have to hope that we can get to him. If not, we will bring Hayden when he gets here unless you can extend the show real quick, but you got to have to do it both at the same time while watching. I know you, Wayne, I'm not going to, force you to do that. I'm sorry that Hayden's not here. I don't know what happened. CBS is probably just, I can't check my email right now.
Well, we have the other two. So, I mean, it was still a go, but if someone has overextended their time or maybe the phone number ran out, I mean,
it's something with the phone, I think, their system and everything. So we'll just have to hope. So, I mean, I really am disappointed because I really did want to talk to Hayden. And I can't wait to talk to him now in Vegas. But, gosh, it's just not, you know, nothing we can do, technology and everything. So I just feel like I'm stuttering here, trying to wait for him to show up. And now we're going to...
It's not your fault. I mean, it's nothing we can... nothing we can do. I mean, he's probably one busy guy.
I know. There's nothing we could do. I just disappointed him because he was the one I was looking forward to talking to the most because, you know, he was the winner of Big Brother. And now we're going to have to wait till Friday to do it, and I will make sure I grab him and well, maybe we will even throw a show together and do an hour show just with Hayden. I'll tell him that, hey, you know, he owes me. So nothing, pick that unknown number again. Let's try it one more time.
Okay.
You know, just in case.
Unknown number, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, just tell us if you're not Hayden. I mean, okay, and you're positive the other number is not, you know, is somebody that is just listening in?
Yes, and I can pick them up if you want. I'm going to hang up on the unknown number because no one's there.
No, they're probably just not understanding.
No, there's nobody. I mean, the switchboard just reset on me. I'll pick up 919 and see. Hey, 919, where are you from?
Hey, it's only Dina. You can put me on mute. I'm just at
spot. We just want to make sure. We
okay,
want to make
we
sure.
We want to make sure.
Just
thank
in case
you.
They had to use another phone.
Okay, I'm muted.
Yeah.
The unknown number is back. So.
Yeah, I have a feeling it might be somebody listening, you know, from a distance.
Which is fine. Thank you, unknown number. It's in a more. It looks more official now than it did.
Let's go ahead and see what. Pick it up again, real quick.
Okay.
Right, we ain't gonna have much time with Hayden. Right, let's
we got 12 minutes left. Unknown number, would you just please say hi? I guess it's not possible. Hello?
Yeah. There's nobody.
Okay.
Because CBS would have jumped right on.
Yes.
And I don't have a backup number for them right now on my phone system, or I would hang up and call them.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, switchboard blinked. I'm double-checking all the numbers. Everybody's still the same. So, are you having fun in Las Vegas?
So, right now I'm sweating up a storm.
They're
going to
make you take a shower.
I'm already, Alan's out of there. I'm going to go in there, and I'm not going to do a lane. So, it's all good.
Yeah, that's good to know.
I want to
thank all the people who are posting their pictures from Vegas.
Randy needs to figure out how to do it, and he will start doing it tomorrow. I decided to wait till Friday. I know how to. I just got to do it. Just you keep your eye on that switchboard. And when Hayden,
it is glued to the switchboard, dear.
Personally, can you try to go in to edit real quick, okay?
Oh, okay.
No, don't you do it. You guys, we're just going to, you know, I'm sorry, you know. You know, I should have made it a two-hour show. He was supposed to be here at 11 o'clock. And there's no number. I wish you could have to return the call and everything. You can check my email, but there's nothing
you
can do about
that. If I do that,
it's
going to block the switchboard.
Yeah, I'm hoping maybe they're trying to fix it. You know, get us him. So,
Mandy, me, has made it to her hotel.
I do want to say this, though. If by chance after the show, I get an email from CBS saying that, you know,
we have another unknown number, two unknown numbers currently. Oh,
it's
that one's gone.
Try to pick them both up.
The second one is gone.
CBS called up once, and then it hung up, and then called again. We were wondering, do you think CBS is just having phone issues? there's nothing. They keep on blinking out. Unknown number, you there?
Nope.
Christina, are you there?
I am here. Unknown number, are you on? No, unknown number is gone. Both of them.
So, you don't know how bad I'm burning up here in the sun. I feel like that song, I want to soak in the sun.
Hey, BB11 House Rodent says, no route, Ron. It's not that big of a deal. You'll get him next time. Don't stress. Everybody's telling you not to stress. It's okay. They understand. All 53 people in the room are having a fabulous time. So,
where did you get that from? Pandy just brought her bling out.
Hey, bling.
Oh, my gosh.
Alan's singing in there. And
he's still singing, huh? Oh, here we go, 818.
Hello,
818, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Ron. What's going
on? Yeah, this is Ron. I'm here.
How's it going, man?
Is this Hayden?
This is Hayden.
Hey, Hayden. Hey, Hayden. Guys, we're going to run. Hayden, I'm going to tell them real quick what's going to happen.
Okay.
Right now, we might be running over on our podcast, but we will stay with Hayden till the. So listen to the podcast. And Hayden, first of all, I'm sitting here, Vegas, next to the pool, and I'm burning up waiting for you to get on here. And I can't wait to meet you in Vegas. You're coming to Vegas, right, bud?
I am coming to Vegas. I'll be out there on Friday. Friday, I'm flying in probably around 1 o'clock or so.
I got my first question to ask you.
Let's hear it.
Can I borrow a couple hundred?
I got to be smart with that stuff, man. We'll see. I got to get to know you first.
Okay, cool. Hey, I do have to. I got to give a shout out right away, Hayden, too.
Okay.
My niece, she's been my watcher of Big Brother with me ever since she was a kid, and she told me to tell you, she thinks you're hot, and that I got to get an autograph from you. So I'm already.
I got about it.
We got to do that. How is it?
What's
being,
her name? I'll tell her hello.
Jordan.
Hello from Hayden. I can't wait to meet you. If I get to meet you.
She ain't gonna be here with me, but I gotta make sure I take pictures and and everything. But
okay. Well, definitely. We'll take care of all that when I get there, man.
Yeah. Hey. How is it being richer now and winning Big Brother? I mean, I know that's been the question you've been asked all day, probably.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. You know, to be honest, it hasn't hit me. I still feel like the broke college kid. I don't feel any different, except for I feel great right now. There's no doubt about that.
Is that because you had a shower? Was in a regular shower and a good meal, and you were able to be out of that house for?
Yeah, I laid in bed last night. And I watched ESPN for about 3 hours straight, and I loved it. And plus, I know I'm going to have $500,000 in my bank account here in the next week or so. And I just feel awesome. It feels good to get out of that house, too.
Yeah. What was the first thing? I mean, that was, I bet, the best thought about, just getting out of the house and everything. And you've seen Lane and Enzo for, how many days is it,
We were there 75 days straight, man. 24/7.
The same two ugly faces all the time in Zone and Lane. I'm just joking.
No, those two goons, 24/7 straight. No matter how great they are, you tend to get sick of them.
So how was it being part of the brigade and doing the whole brigade thing? Was that what you planned on going into the house? What was your plan? Was it to meet three awesome guys, or was it to meet somebody like Kristen? And do that, or was it going to be playing yourself alone? What was your plan going in there?
You know what? First of all, the brigade, it was awesome. I wouldn't have made it to the final three without the brigade. That's my game was the brigade. Going into the house, my plan, believe it or not, was exactly what I did. I told myself going in, I'm going to make friends with a couple of strong guys, and I'm going to try and pull in, you know, one girl, preferably the hottest chick in the house, to be in a, you know, in some type of alliance with one girl. So I want to get one girl on my side and a few strong guys on my side. That was the plan going in. I didn't think it was realistic to actually, you know, fulfill it and do it, but I did.
You got both of them done, too.
Week one, I nailed them both. So things worked out perfectly, man.
So, and I know this is probably another question you've been asked a million times today, but I know I was asked this to ask you. Is when you said you would have took Kristen over the brigade kind of in your goodbye message.
Right.
Would you have done it if you think if she was there in the end?
No.
Would you have done it?
When I said it in the diary room, and I already said this once, I didn't know what I would have done. I think I would have taken the brigade. I said that because I, you know, at the time I felt bad Kristen was leaving. I didn't want her to hate me. So in the DR, I like to say some nice things about whoever's leaving. That was the nice thing I said about her because I knew she was going to find out about the brigade, you know, as soon as she got out of the house, and I wanted to leave her with something good.
But
you know
I hear
mean?
Okay, yeah, and I got to ask this follow up question, and I know. I really don't know. I mean, the follow-up is she wasn't going to be in the jury house. So, I mean, are you looking forward to spending time with her and getting to know Kristen? I mean, was that for real? I mean, to be honest with you, we loved you two together.
Yeah.
But is there potential outside of the house? Or that was, I mean...
I would say there's definitely potential. I don't know. I can't say... You know, one way or another. Kristen is, she's a great girl. She's cool. She's down to earth. She's not high maintenance. She's hot. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm going to take things one step at a time and kind of play it by ear.
Yeah, I do know if you don't want her, I think we got a few former house guests, and not house guests that will stand in line. I'm just joking. I'm just sitting next to Cowboy. Cowboy just gave you a big shout out from season 5.
Right on, man. Tell him I said what's up.
He said what's up. Yeah, did you hear that?
No.
He just said what's up, buddy. Can't wait to meet you.
I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, we really can. Are you going to play poker with me, Lane, and Cowboy? We've got this poker game already.
All right, we're doing it.
Okay, so let's go back to Big Brother real quick because I want
to. Hey, Ron, I'm going on mute for 1 second.
Okay, sounds good. So what was the biggest move you made in the house?
The biggest move was probably getting rid of Matt. The brigade getting rid of Matt was our biggest and best move because if Matt stays in the house, he goes on to win the game. So, and I know he was in the brigade, but going, you know, and you want to be loyal. You want to be loyal to the brigade members. You want to be loyal to your alliance. But there's a point where you realize, okay, if we don't get him out now, he will beat us, he will win the game. So I would say getting rid of Matt, you know, planting the seed with Enzo. I planted the seed with Enzo, I planted it with Lane, that we needed to get rid of him. And I think that was probably the biggest and best move I made in the house.
So what did you think about his lie about his wife?
Yeah.
You didn't hear much with a, you know, we really wanted to hear more from you guys on that.
That's a big deal, man. I'm not going to say that's politically correct. It's not something I would ever do. You know, that's the last thing I would do is lie, you know, about a loved one's health or whatever. But I will say if Matt had made the final two, he had a strong case, and he probably would have had my sympathy vote if he had made the final two. So
Lane is funny about it, though. He goes, why didn't he use a dog? And then he goes to me, he goes, you ever see a three-legged dog?
Yeah. Lane and Enzo both are crack-ups.
Yeah. What was the greatest moment outside of gameplay and stuff that you enjoyed, you know, just being in the house? I mean, was there anything that you kind of just really loved in the house? I mean, that, you know, just made you, you know, you're going to remember forever?
You know what? The whole experience is something that I'll never forget. Just hanging out in the house and developing those relationships, especially with the brigade. Me, Lane, and Enzo, we got close. I mean, I know Enzo and Lane better than I know a lot of my friends back home. You know, it's weird to say I've only known them for 2 months, But because you have that constant 24/7 contact, you really get to know him a lot. You know, laying in bed at night, just talking about sports, talking about what's going on, you know, each other's families, what's going on. That's definitely something that I'll miss, you know, moving forward.
Okay,
but I will say I'm glad to be out of that house. I was starting to get stir crazy. I was stressing out. I was nervous there at the end. And
Have you watched your first baseball game? I mean, I bet you that's something that you definitely want to do.
I watched ESPN for 4 hours straight last night. I watched baseball tonight. I watched NFL Live. I got some college football in. Mike and Mike in the morning came on live while I was still awake.
I can't wait to sit down. You know what we're going to talk about? I just want to do a half an hour talk with you, just sports. I'm a huge baseball fan. I'm a Cubbies.
The Cubs.
I'm a Cubbies fan.
The Cubs are eliminated. I know that.
Yeah, we suck this year. And I'm a huge Bears fan. So I'll talk Chicago, and you can talk Arizona.
We can
do
that
your
all
team,
day long.
Right? Arizona.
I can talk sports until I'm blue in the face.
Okay, here's one question. I'm going to keep you as long as we can because I have so many questions. But did you hear Kurt Warner's going to be dancing on Dancing with the Stars?
No, I didn't. Is he really?
Yes, I wanted to break that to you right now.
That's awesome. Yes. You know what? Kurt Warner is the man. And when he retired, I thought, crap, we're going to suck because – I'm not a big Matt Leinart fan. And we got Derek Anderson in from Cleveland. I know Derek Anderson. He's a pretty good quarterback. He made the Pro Bowl a couple years ago. And I knew he was going to win the starting job. I knew it. Going into the house, we had Leinart, we had Derek Anderson. And I told everybody in the house, you can look it up on the live feed. I said, Leinart will not start. Derek Anderson will start. And I got out of the house, right? Leinart's gone. He's not even with the Cardinals anymore. Am I right?
No, he got released.
Yeah,
he definitely got released.
Now Derek Anderson starting, and just like I called it. And I also called LeBron going to Miami. I don't know how I did that, but I did.
I'm sorry, people are leaving. Like I said, I'm here in Vegas already, and I'm staying in a house with some friends before we go to Bailey's tomorrow and everything. And I can't wait to meet you guys all. Give us a little words on what do you thought about Enzo's name, Meow Meow.
Dude, the first day, he told us that, I think it was day one, said, hey, you guys got any nicknames? I got one of the Meow Meow. And I thought to myself, are you kidding me? The Meow Meow is your nickname? Like, what is that? Who does that?
You know what? I didn't ask Enzo this or Lane. He seemed to be cool. And I just want to, you know, we got to a point where, you know, whenever he eats, he chews so much because his mic was on top of it.
Yeah.
And I started to call him the Moo Moo because I thought he sounded like – it was so funny. I mean, I just joke, just like joking around because you guys' mic are right on top of you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we hear everything.
So
you know,
like
we hear everything. So it was great. Meow, meow.
Hey, Ron, we have about time for one more question before we have to jump to our next interview.
No problem. I was just thank you. But hey, Hayden, let's just go ahead. I'll talk to you tomorrow at the meet and greet, and we'll just sit down and maybe we can have a little time. Give a shout out to my friend Jess. She's a big fan of you and Kristen, and then we'll just say goodnight or
Jess.
Good morning,
Jess.
Jess,
Jess, like shout out to Jess. You're great.
Well, Hayden,
thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I can't wait to meet you guys. We're going to have a blast in Vegas. Can't wait.
Just remember Ron Rad from the Rad Reality Show. Thank you, Hayden.
Ron Rad, we're going to have a good time, man.
Yeah, can't wait to meet you.
Thank you.
Go ahead and take him off. And anybody that's on the line, pick him up because I know we're over.
Yes, we are over.
But let's go ahead and pick him up real quick. I want to talk to everyone real quick.
People heard. Rich is free. I'm gonna pick up Rich. Hey,
no,
we're gonna pick up Paul.
Yeah, go
hey.
Ahead. Anybody that's free,
yep.
Just pick them up for a second.
And Zach,
I gotta get out of the sun.
Hey, Zach, Paul, and Rich, what's up? And
is Jess there? Can Jess talk?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick her up. She just raised her hand. Hey, Jess.
Oh my God, I knew. Why?
Calm down, Jess. Calm down.
Oh, my God. I wasn't expecting that. Like, who does that? Why did you warn me?
What?
Because we love you.
Oh, my God. Oh, I hate you.
Why do you hate me?
I barely said hello to him, so you got a shout-out, girlfriend.
I know. I'm so pumped.
Kristen and I am so sorry that I didn't do it. It was just so hard for me.
That's totally okay. I know we were short on time, so that worked totally well.
I tried to just put anything I could out, and I was just trying to think of stuff to ask him and you know, and everything. And then we got talking sports, and sorry. I can't wait to talk sports with him. But I'm ready to go take a shower. And
Ron, you better be adding me to that poker game.
I don't know. We got one going. I don't know how many people.
You got Hayden and Lane, good old
Cowboy,
and
Cowboy and Alan and Hayden. We're all going to play poker sometime.
Where is she?
Who?
Who we're poking.
Me? No.
Not all.
But I'm going to say goodbye because I am tired.
Okay,
and,
Ron, I will say goodbye to you and I'll keep. No, I'm just kidding. I want to thank you all for listening.
Thank you guys for listening, and I know this is in podcast time, so people that are listening can't hear me. But that was awesome.
Hey, Ron. Ron, are you going to give me a call later, or can I go to sleep?
Go to sleep because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm waiting to get off this phone.
And I have a question, Ron. Did you set up your voicemail box yet?
No.
Well, damn it, get it done.
Get her done.
Okay,
get
I'll talk
in.
To y'all later.
Bye.
Guys.
Down the real
bye,
road,
guys.
Bye.
Quit lying.
Yeah, I was told I talked too loud this morning.
The real road rat isn't as handsome.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye, Chris.